There are some
people who say
we cannot tell,
whether
we are saved, whether all is well. Care who tells me salvation is not real, though the world may argue that we cannot fail, and even though Satan tries to tell me no, I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know. Yes, I know what Jesus saved me.
Saved my soul.
Well, every moment He forgave me.
Hallelujah, somebody. Praise the Lord.
Satan can't make me doubt him.
Oh, he can't.
It's real and I'm not gonna
shout. I'll never doubt him.
Well, I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know.
Yes, I know when Jesus
saved
me.
Saved my soul.
The very moment He forgave
me.
He took away my heavy burden before, and He gave me peace with Him.
Do you know when He saved you? Do you really know when He saved you? I want to come back to that, because that's just too good to cut short. What a joy. What a joy. Now, the broadcast today, an exciting broadcast. Matthew 24, Jesus said it. Matthew 24, Jesus said it. Do you understand that? The book of Matthew is a repeating of what Jesus said. It's His words, my friend. It's His words, my friend. Not my words. It's His words, and I love it. Matthew 24, Jesus said it. Now, we're going to deal with this great chapter of Matthew 24. Every pastor ought to preach from Matthew 24 or Luke 21. Luke 21 is a repeat. Luke and Matthew really are talking about the same event. Say it a little differently, but the end result is the same. And every pastor ought to preach this once a year at least. People need to know that this Bible is the infallible Word of God. It is the infallible Word of God. And welcome today to Open Bible Dialogue. You know, Reverend Chambers is your friend. This is my 43rd year, and every Saturday we have somebody brand new that listens. And so if you're one of those new ones listening today, I welcome you. I welcome you. Met some people at a camping park this week in the Smoky Mountains. Went for one night with my son and one of my grandsons, and spent a night camping out in the Great Smoky Mountains over in a valley that was one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in my life as far as nature. There were elk everywhere. We saw so many elk. We saw wild turkeys by the scads. Saw one deer, but there's a lot of them in there. We, of course, was out during the day, and they're probably out mostly during the night. And butterflies by the tens of thousands. Now, I don't know what else was there, a lot of people, but I know it was one joy and a good night's sleep in the woods. And I hadn't done it in 15 or more years, and it was just a real joy for me. It really was. Now, the broadcast, Matthew 24, and Jesus said it. Remember those words, Jesus said it. Because Matthew 24 are simply the words of Jesus Christ. And some people say Matthew 24 only relates to Israel. I don't believe that. I believe all of the Bible relates to all of Israel and all of the Gentiles both. But if they do, then just go to Luke 21, read the same great sermon, really. Different words, different wording, but same great truths. So if you don't want to read Matthew 24, go to Luke 21, okay? That's fair enough, and that takes the complaint away from anybody. It really does. Well, this Bible is wonderful. One more wonderful book. Let's go to the book of Matthew 24. And let me just kind of start by giving you some signs that Jesus said would be evident in the world. And they just continue until they lead up to the time of the rapture, the coming of the Lord. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answering, saying unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars, and be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Now listen, it just gets deeper and bigger. "You shall hear wars and rumors of wars." Then he said, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, pestilence," that's in incurable diseases, "and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Now notice this. "And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another." Have you seen how much of that there is? People offended. They hate one another. They betray one another. I mean, it's a wicked world. "Many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." And now notice this. "And because iniquity," or sin, "shall abound." I'm sorry there. "The love of many shall wax cold." Now, I got to read that again. "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, one more verse before it kind of changes here. "The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come." Do you know, it's only been in these last years of my life, 20, let's say, that the gospel could be preached in all the world. Right now, I'm preaching the gospel to all the world. There's no continent on the face of this earth that cannot hear me. There is nobody with a computer or the right telephone or the right that cannot hear me right now preaching and telling you what this Bible said. Now, that's how perfect is the Word of God. And the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world, and then shall the end come. One of the last things that happens before the rapture is just what I'm doing right now, is declaring this wonderful Bible and this wonderful truth to the hearts of men. Now, he goes in verse 15, and he goes into the tribulation period, the dark 7 years of the great tribulation. And Jesus says this now, "When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand." Now, that is the Antichrist in the middle of the 7 years in the temple of Israel, the temple in Jerusalem, standing in the holy place. Now, that shows you how perfect the words of Jesus are. And he's quoting from Daniel, the Old Testament prophet. Some people say, Daniel's prophet is not real. Well, Jesus quoted it, and that's certainly good enough for me. "Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let them which in the field return back to take their clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck. This is mothers with children, either unborn or born, names them both. That's going to be right here in this dark tribulation period. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation. This is Jesus now. Great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. How many remember a few years ago when there was a so-called lady prophetess up in Virginia? I forget the town she lived in, and she was prophesying that Jesus was going to start showing up at the Benny Hinn meetings. That Jesus was going to show up at the Benny Hinn meetings. Well, there's been numerous numbers of false statements in the last 30 years of Jesus being at different places, showing up at different places. All of that is a farce. All of that is untrue. He said that's not going to happen. But there shall be false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I told you before. Now, there's no question. We're living in this day that these truths are just being fulfilled almost everywhere you look. It's amazing to me how near we are to the coming of the Lord. Now, Jesus will go on in this great chapter, and he will tell us about his coming back to reign on the earth 1,000 years. And he tells about the judgment, and all the world is going to see him when he comes back to reign on the earth 1,000 years. And the world's going to be judged. And that's when this earth is going to be turned into a Garden of Eden. Do you hear me? A marvelous place. But Jesus, after he tells all of this scenario, the great signs, the tribulation period, the return of Jesus to set up his kingdom, then Jesus suddenly stops telling about what's going to happen, and he goes to telling what you can do to escape all that darkness that's coming. You see, you don't have to be here. For as the days of Noah were, so shall also be the time of the coming of the Son of Man. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. See, he's getting us ready to show us that's going to be just like it was in Noah's day. Suddenly there was Noah, and suddenly he's in the ark. He's out of sight. He's all protected, and the flood falls upon the world. We're going to be in the ark, but it's going to be a spiritual ark. We're going to be in a safe place. The Bible calls it a chamber for his jewels, and we're going to be right there with him, and then all hell is going to break loose down here. Let me read another verse or two. I'll open the lines for you. Listen to me, please. Very, very important. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Now notice that. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord shall come. Therefore be you also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who then is that faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord shall make ruler over all his house, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. And you can go on and on, and shall cut them asunder and appoint them their portion with the hypocrites. These are people who don't know and don't expect and aren't looking for Jesus to come. And so they're not ready. They're being careless. They're being lazy about spiritual things. The iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. Well, this is what Jesus said would happen. I love these words. I really do. Got to read them. For two women shall be grinding in the mill, and one shall be taken and the other left. Two shall be in the field. Two men shall be in the field. That doesn't say men, but we would presume. The one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Are you watching? Are you looking any moment for that great rapture to occur? I'm here to tell you it could happen any minute. Please don't play around. Please don't get all caught up in this world. It's amazing to me how people are so caught up in the world. They want a home in the mountains and they want a home in the ocean. They want to be able to be here and be there. They want to play. They want to have fun. They want to enjoy things. We were looking at beautiful homes along those mountain roads yesterday as we were returning. And I said to my son and my grandson, do you realize when Jesus comes, the rapture is over and taking place and all this hell breaks loose? It's bad now, friend, but it is nothing even close to as bad as it's going to be 1,000 times over. And moments after that rapture takes place, and you don't want to be here. Because the value of land, the value of pleasure is going to just literally fall out the cracks. It's going to be overwhelming. It's going to be a miserable thing to know that you missed the coming of the Lord. And that now you've got to face an antichrist. Satan going to be cast out of heaven and cast down to the earth. It's going to be hell on earth, friend. I will answer now any question, Matthew 24. I hope we can stay there. But about anything that relates to the evidence of the end, the signs of the end, what's happening. Let me tell you what I put on Facebook today. The Lord really poured this in my heart. I felt it for 2 days and put it on earlier this morning. That every time a person commits fornication of any degree, this may be sodomy, it may be any kind of sexual sin, any kind of sexual sin, you take days or weeks or months off your life. Did you know that? Did you know you that are fornicators living with somebody without being married or being unfaithful to your husband or wife or just being a fornicator, you've never been married. How it may be, you may be a lesbian or a sodomite. Whatever you are doing sinful in the sexual realm, I want you to know you are sinning against your body. You are sinning against your body. And I'm telling you, you are taking days off your life. I did a study a little while ago because someone called me a blasphemer for saying what I had said on the Facebook. And so I did a little study to see what the studies show the life expectancy of a homosexual or lesbian is. And it's 25 years less. 25 years approximately less than that of a heterosexual person. A man who lives with his wife faithfully and is faithful to her, doesn't fornicate, 25 years longer than a man who lives in homosexuality or a woman who lives in lesbianism. Now, that's over women. That's over women, but that's statistics. That's proven statistics. If you don't want to believe me, you go on the internet and study it for yourself. You say it may not be right. It may not be right, but I'll guarantee you it's close to right. And I will guarantee you one thing. If you commit sin, commit a sexual sin, you are literally sinning against your body. You are literally sinning against your body. Now, I want to tell you something, friend. It's a joyous thing to do the things we do and to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our everything. I said, He is our everything. And I'm delighted to bring you these truths and hopefully stir you to go quickly. I want to read you a scripture that documents what I just said about sinning against your body. In the book of 2 Corinthians 6 and 18, I believe it is. I'm almost there. 6 and 18, and I read to you what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians, no, it's 1 Corinthians. I'm sorry for that. You know how it is with my little mind here. I'll be right there. Just give me a moment. It's almost there. And I promise you, you will understand it when I read it. Listen to this now. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. Now, this is the words of Jesus. Listen to it carefully. I'm sorry, the words of Apostle Paul by the Holy Ghost. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Now, that's 1 Corinthians, 6 and 18. 1 Corinthians 6 and 18, he that committeth fornication, he that sinneth, he that committeth a sexual sin, committeth fornication, sinneth against his own body. Sinneth against his own body. And that's the only sin that is against your body. The other sins are against God, your family, and everybody else. And of course, this sin is not just against your body. It's against God. It's against your wife or husband, your children, your family, anybody you love. And many times, even against people who maybe had been your friend and you went behind their back. Oh, friend, listen to me. Listen to me. Don't commit sexual sins. Don't live in that. We are looking for the coming of the Lord, and he could come any moment. All right, phone number 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588, and then toll free 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I want to hear from you. I want to have all the calls I can answer today, and I want to talk about this fact of the Lord's coming and how we must live. Now, those scriptures I read to you from 1 Corinthians about sinning against your body, that's not really part of the program today, but it's what the Spirit of God poured in my heart the last 3 days. And I put on Facebook, because I am just determined to help you turn to Christ. I when I put it up early this morning, I immediately spent about an hour just waiting before God for the Holy Spirit to make that word powerful and to send it like a storm out there and touch lives and bring men to truth. I want to bring you to truth. I want to get you ready for the coming of the Lord. Now, you know as well as I know what's happening all over our world. You know it's an evil hour beyond description. Beyond description. The horrible thing that happened yesterday in Germany. My heart bleeds for those people in Germany. I hope you've been praying for them. And then days ago, it was Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And then right before that, Dallas, Texas. And many other smaller events at different parts around the world. I believe it was yesterday, 60-some was killed in Afghanistan by a suicide bomber. Friend, we're living in a dark hour. But sin is everywhere. Fornication is everywhere. The church world is full of people who used to know the Lord, and now it's just kind of a profession without a possession, without a reality. How many people do you know that are full of the Holy Spirit today, that are living a Holy Ghost-filled life? How long since you heard the Spirit of God speak in your church? How long since you heard somebody singing in the Holy Ghost or prophesying in the Holy Ghost? How long has it been since you really saw a spirit of revival and your heart was stirred and you saw people getting saved and then being baptized, and it was just a thrilling thing for what God was doing? Well, I'm telling you, the hour is here, and I beg of you, get serious about the things of God. Now, the phone numbers, again, I give them to you. I'm ready for your call. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, this very, very fine post is my gift to you today. Matthew 24, Jesus said it. Matthew 24, Jesus said it. I want to give it to you. It's about a dozen pages, and it's full of documentation and good material. It will help you. Any pastor out there could use it as your notes to preach. I don't desire you to tell them it came from me. Just use it to preach the word. That's all I care about. I want to get the truth of God's book into the hearts of men and women. And I hope you have that same burden. Now, grab your phone. I'm waiting on your call and your question. What do you question about Matthew 24? What is there in Matthew 24 you don't understand? Do you understand two being in the field? One shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the meal. One shall be taken and the other left. Do you understand that? Do you understand those words? Watch therefore, for you know not the hour your Lord doth come. My friend, we don't know the hour he's coming. All we know is every evidence. You said it could be 100 years. I know that you are possibly right. I know it could be a long time, but nobody believes that who understands this Bible, because we are literally living in a day when this Bible is so perfectly being fulfilled and so perfectly being manifest. How can you doubt that the King is, and really, what difference does it make if he comes in my lifetime or not? I'm living for Christ. I'm one of the happiest men in the city of Charlotte. I have a wonderful family, a wonderful wife, wonderful people here in our church. We're working for the Lord. We're sending this glorious gospel to the ends of this earth, to the ends of this earth. We're doing our best to bless you and lift you up and encourage you and tell you there's no life that anybody can live that's sweeter than the life lived for Jesus. It's just a joy. It's just a happiness. Oh, he heals the sick. He forgives our sins. He blesses us with blessings beyond measure. You cannot be blessed greater than you are blessed for walking with Christ and serving him. And I want you to know, I love living my Christian life. I love it. I love living for him and being faithful to him and honoring him. I want you to have the same. I want you to enjoy the same. Now, I want to give you again while you're calling, and you can write this down. You that get this post will have it, okay? You that get this post will have it. If you call, you'll get it. I've outlined this 24th chapter of Matthew so that it is easily understood, because of many people who have twisted it all up and have it all out of order. And so I've outlined it so you can really understand it. That's at the very first of the article. You've got an introduction, verses 1, 2, and 3. You've got then the signs of the time. The signs of the time. And that's from verse 4 through 14. 11 verses. And then you got the great tribulation. That's from 15 to 26. That's 11 more verses. And then you got the return of Christ to fill the world with his righteousness and to set up his kingdom. And that's verses 27 through 34. And then you've got verses 35 and 36. That's a transition. It moves from what is going to happen to give us a hope for those of us who will hear him and obey him of leaving before that great tribulation comes. And that's the beauty of this great chapter. Is it's just laid out so beautifully. Jesus spoke it verbally to his disciples, and it is really beautiful. And so in verses 43, verses 35 through 36 is that transition. And then verses 43 through 51 is all of that beautiful hope of going up to meet Jesus in the air. And then he ends up by giving us a picture of the rewards at the end. Oh, my friend, this is just laid out for you to help you understand the different periods. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 different moves. Hey, 7. That's always the number. I ain't even seen that. 7. Hey, friend, if you're not ready for Jesus, could I help you right now give your life to Christ? How many of you out there would like to know what does it take to go in the rapture? And I'll tell you what it takes. It takes oil in your vessel. It takes a heart that's been redeemed and repented of sin, that's turned from sin to righteousness. It takes a person who loves the Bible and has come to the point of living the Bible, living out the Bible. All you got to do to go with Jesus is live out the Bible. When you live out the Bible, when you are saved and forgiven of your sins and cleaned up, you see, you can't go up to heaven full of dirty sins and unclean living. It's got to be, you got to have on the wedding garment. And what is the wedding garment? The righteousness of Jesus Christ possessing and flooding and thrilling your life. That's the wedding garment. The life of Christ possessing you, filling you, flooding you. Now call quickly. I want to give you this. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. I'm ready for your question. I'm ready for your question. I'm ready for your question, friend. I'm ready to help you. I'm ready to help you make sure you know what this Bible is teaching, and you have a good, solid understanding of it, that you've got in the middle of the Scripture and got yourself in a good, happy place, loving and serving the Lord. I want to go to the email here in just a moment, but let me take this call first, okay? Good to have you called in. Call quickly now, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, and you're there. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers, first of all, I just wanted to just call and say thank you for speaking the truth. And secondly, I just wanted to call and say, you know, that everybody, before they go to bed, go to sleep at night, and before they get up in the morning, if they would just lay there, if they're saved, if they lay there and just sense the sweet spirit of the Lord, it would want to be saved.
There's nothing like it, brother. There's nothing like the sweet presence of being saved, being obedient to God, and everybody needs to spend an hour a day in their Bible and on their knees or in a good position of prayer and just crying out to God and let God fill their life with His loving presence. There's nothing in the world like it.
Amen. And you know, if you will pray and read your Bible, each time you do that in the morning and the evening, it'll get better and better and better.
It gets better and better and better. You're right.
I just want to say thank you. We love you out here.
I promise you, brother, I love y'all, and I'm here for no reason but to be a blessing. That's all the reason I'm here. Now, I'm going to look and see the love of many shall wax cold. The love of many. Somebody's asking me a question about the love of many shall wax cold. Doesn't that sound like God's people? Yes, it is God's people who've allowed the love of many to wax cold. And so they have no longer any oil in their vessel. And the very next chapter tells us what's going to happen to them. They're going to miss the rapture. Thank you, brother.
Okay, and you have a good day.
Yes, God bless your heart. You know, there's no question that there's many good people out there. The love of many. Hey, think about that. The love of many. The love of many. Let me go back to Matthew 24, and let's just emphasize that a little bit. Because iniquity shall abound. And because of iniquity shall abound the love of many. That's verse 12 of Matthew 24. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. These are God's people that used to be on fire for the Lord, and they've allowed themselves to drift away from that place of fire, and they're not walking with God as they once walked, and they're in a bad backslid condition, and they're not ready for the rapture. You got to understand that. When you lose that oil of anointing out of your vessel, he said in Matthew 25, there were 10 virgins. 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. What had the foolish done? They had allowed the oil to dissipate out of their vessel. They used to have oil. They used to be lit. I mean, the Bible proves it clearly. They go to buy oil. They get back. The door is shut. And they've missed the rapture. There is going to be a multitude that's going to miss this rapture. Now grab your phone. I'm here waiting on you. I don't want to waste a minute. I want to answer your question. I want to help you. I want to help you. I want to know that you are ready. How many out there know that you know that you know? I don't mean some false doctrine that somebody's given you. I don't mean some empty hope that you're just thinking and you're just wishfully hoping. I mean you know. You're living so close to Christ that you know the fire of the Holy Spirit is burning in your vessel. You prayed today until the Lord has become real to you. And you're living in that realness of a believer's life. You're living in that genuineness of an obedient heart. You're keeping the commandments. You're living close to Calvary. You love this word. Oh, you love these old-fashioned truths. I'm telling you, friend, they are indeed wonderful. They are indeed wonderful, and I want you to be ready. I want you to be ready any moment he's coming. Oh, he's coming. What? How many of you out there, now listen to me, how many of you out there really believe with all you're seeing, with all you're hearing, with all the destruction, with all the anger, with all the hatred, with all the ugliness, with all of the religious hypocrisy, with so many people claiming all kinds of theologies. Do you know how many different theologies there are being preached just about the coming of the Lord? Just about the coming of the Lord. If you could know how many different opinions there are, how many different thoughts there are, they're just all confused and just a mammoth number of different ideas. I mean, what's wrong? The Bible is plain. God said what he meant what he said. It's as clear as the nose on your face. I mean, it is wonderful. God's book is a pure book, and there's no reason for you to doubt. Well, I'm waiting for you. 30 minutes, a little less now, so grab your phone. Don't wait another minute. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Our local number, 704-391-0588, and of course email JRC anywhere in the world. We got friends in Australia. We got friends in Pakistan. We got friends up in Ukraine, Russia, Africa. We got friends all over this globe who love this program, and they're learning, and they're getting this like I've done today with Matthew 24. I've done my best to make it clear. I beg of you, if there's something you don't understand about Matthew 24, let me explain it to you so that nobody out there will miss it. Your question may be just what somebody in Pakistan needs to hear the answer to. Your question may be just what somebody in Australia may need the answer to. Your question may be what somebody in Africa needs your answer to. They may not have a telephone to call long distance and pay the bill it would cost to call me from Africa or from Australia or from Ukraine or wherever it may be. But your question would help them hear and have the answer that they need. So let's spend the moments behind us now. Grab your line. Grab your phone. Don't wait another minute. 704-391-0588. Our toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. Matthew 24 is the precise, exact words of Jesus Christ. No doubt about it. The precise, exact words of Jesus Christ. They are as clear as a bell. They are as clear as a bell. There is no reason for you not understanding them. And I want to help you. But the reason God has preachers and pastors who are called, who stay on their knees, I spend my time before God. And I promise the Lord I'm depending on the Holy Spirit as I've never depended on it in my life. I don't want to depend on Joe Chambers. I don't want to depend on my opinion. I am dependent on the Holy Spirit. I'm crying out for him to forgive me of anything that may be a misunderstanding or a lack of wisdom in some point in my life so that I can bring you the truth so clear and so precise that you will love it and that you will get in the middle of it and let it change your life. That's what I want. I want it to change your life for his glory and for his honor. Now, while I'm waiting on your call, grab your phone, please. While I'm waiting on your call, I'm going to take you to Luke 21 and show you the exact same scriptures, the same experience that Matthew had with Jesus. Now, Luke had it with Jesus, and Luke is answering the same things. And I love the way he said it. Listen, he says, men's hearts fell in them for fear, for looking at the things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now that hasn't really happened to a great extent yet, but it's about to happen. When that sun goes out and the moon turns to blood, and things begin to change in the heavens tremendously that anybody will know it has to be a God acting. And there's only one God, and that's Jehovah God of this Holy Bible. And when all of that happens, he said men's hearts fell in them. You talk about the pain that's going to fall on this earth once that rapture has taken place. My friend, I don't know how to describe it to you. If I did, I would. I try to tell it to you in such verbal terms and so plain. I'm telling you, young people who don't know God and they try to serve God in that day, the enemy is going to abuse them. He is going to make mincemeat out of them. The terror of serving God in that day is not going to be easy. If you say, I can't serve him now, well, how are you going to serve him then? If you can't serve him now, how are you going to serve him then? You need to think about that. There's a multitude of you hearing me that you're not walking with God. You're religious. You go to church when you get ready. You have no faithfulness. You don't pay your tithes. You aren't dedicated to the kingdom of God. You have no real dedication to the cause of Christ. I want to tell you, friend, I beg of you, prepare yourself and get yourself so right with God that there's no question about your place with him. And I want to hear your question now, and I'm waiting on you, because I really want to answer you. I can talk all day. I can tell you all kinds of things about this great Bible. I can tell you about Noah's day. I can tell you about Sodom and Gomorrah. I can tell you of God's great judgment, and everything in this Bible is dependable. You can trust it. It is, in fact, the more I dig, and all these years I have 2 doctorate degrees, one on theology and one on sacred literature, and I'm not bragging, I'm just telling you what I have. They've been given to me because the people who gave them to me, the universities, saw the learning. I've studied, I've lived in this book because I want to bring you the truth of God. The Holy Ghost has come to me in so many multiple times and opened up these truths, and I want to bring them to you. I don't want them just for me. There's nothing in me that's selfish. There's nothing in me that feels confident in this flesh. I have no confidence in this flesh. My confidence is in Christ, and I want you to know him. I want you to know his love. I want you to know his beauty, his grace, his righteousness. I want you to be right with him. And I want you to be ready for that rapture. How many of you want to be ready for that rapture? Anybody out there that really want to get ready today? I mean today. I mean right now. You want to get ready? You can do it now. You can get ready right while I'm talking to you. Get on your knees right there. If you got a Bible close, just open it. You don't have to try to read it. Open it. And let me just tell you, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My Bible says if we repent and turn from our sins, he is gracious and merciful, and he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll make a new creature out of you, and you won't even feel like you've ever felt. You will be so different. It will be so grand. And I want you to have that. Right now, I want you to have it. I would be a happy man if 100 people would get saved right now in different parts of the world. And then email me, or text me, or call me, whatever you can do, and say, I gave my life to Christ today. I've turned it over to him. It is so real to become a Christian. Remember the story of the prodigal son, who he had been in the father's house. He knew the joys of the father's house. He knew the food in the father's house. He knew the blessings of the father's love. But he went out and became a horrible backslider. The Bible speaks of him in tremendous terms of how he wasted everything and lived in darkness and sin. But one day he came to himself by the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. I feel his spirit right now. Father, help those men and women who are listening to me come to themselves. Let there be a breaking in right now in their minds, and let them come to themselves. Realize they're lost and that they need Jesus. Let conviction from the Holy Ghost fall on them, Father. I'm claiming that, Father. I'm claiming that. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Joe, this is Ed Blake Grimerson.
Hey, Ed.
I want to ask you, I heard you preach on this one time, Matthew 20, where you fight being winner, or, I want you to explain that just a little bit to me. You fight. That's the one to the left here, I believe, isn't it?
That's in Matthew 24. That's Jewish people in Jerusalem. And it was telling them that hopefully when they had to flee Jerusalem, it would be at a time that travel would be reasonable. But he just made it plain they couldn't. You see, a Jewish person can only go so far on Sunday. on the Lord on their Sabbath, really Saturday to them. They can only travel, say, and I don't know the distance. I have known that, but I don't have it in my mind. They can travel, let's say, from here to across town. That would probably be a limit, something like across town, maybe to Matthews. And that's the limit of their travel on the Lord's Day. So he said that their flight be not on Sunday, so because they're going to need to go a lot further than to Matthews. And so he was just simply showing them how when this day comes, it would be necessary for them to make a long run for their life.
Yeah, that's Jewish people.
That's right. That's Jewish people.
God bless you, Brother Chamber.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Are you ready to meet the Lord?
Oh, what are you talking about? The Lord willing, I'll be back on WCGC in Belmont from 2:30 to 3:30 and 8 hours.
Well, God bless you, sir. You know, it's time to serve the Lord. It's time to serve the Lord. Never has the day been more wonderful and more calling to serve the Lord. Now, I was given an invitation when I took that call, and I was glad to take the call. But I want to tell you something. If you're not saved, would you make up your mind right while you're listening to me? Understand, you are playing the part of a fool when you don't serve the Lord. I'm not calling you a fool. The Bible does that. You're playing the part of a foolish person when you let the world swirl around you like it's going, and you see all that's happening. You hear the political arena, and what a disaster everything seems to be in. And you think of all of these things. You look at the different parts of the world. The Middle East is in crisis. The war of Gog and Magog is so close. They are saying now that Iran is going to have a nuclear bomb and almost any day now. And they are saying they will be fully able to destroy Israel. So Iran is going to try to destroy Israel. But that's when the furor of God comes up in his face and God stops them. I'm telling you, we are in a dark hour. But the light is not far away. Hallelujah. And it's going to come in brilliance and glory. And what a day when those 7 years are over. We're coming back to this earth to set up the kingdom and reign in righteousness. When I was in that big valley of the great Smoky Mountain National Park yesterday, and day before, we went in on Thursday, came back yesterday. And the beauty of that place, I have to tell you, it was so gorgeous. And just totally for people like me to go and see and camp out and watch the elk and watch the turkeys and watch the butterflies and see nature at a beautiful, beautiful state. I tell you, we got as close to those elk as it is from here into my sanctuary yesterday. Took a picture out the, I wasn't about to get out of the truck, by the way, but took a picture out the window of the truck, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. I'm telling you, friend, we are living in a day just before the King comes. Now, you have a question or a testimony even. I want to hear from you. Got 15 minutes here, 704-391-0588. Last week I couldn't even get all the calls in, and today you're just listening, and I don't mind. I'm telling you about Matthew 24. I'm telling you how perfect it is, and Luke 21, same story. Now you hear this. If somebody tells you Matthew 24 doesn't relate to the church, it relates to the Jews, don't argue with them. Just go to Luke 21, and you got the same scenario. The same great testimony, message of Christ, and Luke tells it in his words, Matthew told it in his words. You understand that? And that just settles the whole story. And let me tell you something. So likewise ye, when you see these things come to pass, know you that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Know you that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass, this generation shall not pass till all be fulfilled. I have no question. I am living in the generation that shall not pass till all this be fulfilled. Now, I may be at the the oldest end of this generation. And I actually may die before the Lord comes. So I'm ready to go. Sometimes I get so hungry to go, I want to go today. I mean, I'm just excited about going. Don't want to go till my sweetheart goes, because we care for one another, and we are faithful to one another. And she needs me, and I need her, and I love her dearly. So I don't want to go before she goes. But I do want to go as soon as it's right for me to go. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. I'm studying right now and writing my book on Apostle Paul. Hey, if you ever buy a book, you've got to buy the book. I'm writing a novel on the life of Apostle Paul. I'm in chapter 66. Got about 15 to 20 more to go. The chapters are short to where you can read them in a break on your job or after you have lunch in the evening before you have duties to take care of. And just wanting to get to you the story of this great man who suffered. Oh, do you understand how much he suffered? Did you know that even during his 3 years of missionary activity, from the time he got saved until he finished his 3 years and was arrested in Jerusalem, still had about 15 years to go, he literally suffered five times of 40 stripes save one. Five times he was whipped by the Jewish people. 40 stripes save one. Three times he was beat with a rod. One time he was stoned and left for dead. Three times prior to the final shipwreck on the way to Rome, three times he'd been in shipwrecks. One time he was a night and a day in the deep. And the best we can understand, he was on a board out in the Mediterranean Sea, floating in a storm with complete darkness, waiting for his miracle. He really went through it. Walked over 4,000 miles. Rode on ships over 3,000 miles. And those miles on a ship was as a sailor loading and unloading the cargo and working on the ship. I'm telling you, friend, that man suffered, but he did it for the gospel. That's why we love those 14 letters of Apostle Paul from Romans all the way to Hebrews. We love them because they're so powerful and they're so life-changing. Now, are you ready? Are you ready to go and spend eternity with the blessed Lord? Are you ready? Let me go check on the email here and see if I have any emails. I have to be careful with this lest I miss something. Here we go. All right, let's see what this is. Rapture. Oh, here's somebody telling us about the rapture on the encyclopedia. I don't know what their question might be, so I don't know what they're asking, but I'll check that later. I want to tell you, friend, it is wonderful. All right, no questions there. Call, I'm waiting on you, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Hey, your question, what about the coming of the Lord? How ready are you? Are many out there like myself? You've been living for Christ a long time. You see, we who are 80 and past, you understand we've already lived past the average. The average of men today is 77. The average of men today is 77. The average of a person who gives himself over to sodomy is just a little over 50. A little over 50, 25-year reduction. Because sin, sexual sins, destroy your body. Sexual sin takes days, weeks, months, and sometimes years off your life because of living a careless life. And that makes people angry when you tell them that. I'm amazed at the man. I just found a man calling me a blasphemer, all kinds of names on Facebook because I would dare suggest and tell you what the Holy Ghost put in my heart and gave me prophetically to say. You know, I'm a man that obeys the Lord. The coming of the Lord's at the door. If ever we've needed prophet, you know what the Bible says, despise not prophecy. Despise not prophecy. Did you know it says that? 1 Thessalonians chapter 6, if you want to go read it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 6, despise not prophecy. I thank God that the spirit of prophecy comes on me and enables me to tell you things that are always in harmony with this Bible. Nothing that breaks the continuity and the uniqueness of this Bible. Nothing. I don't believe in personal prophecies of me walking up to somebody and telling their fortune. I don't believe in that. I don't want nobody walking up to me. I've had people come to me and say, hey, I got a word from the Lord for you. I said, hold it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. If God don't know my name, if God don't know me, and he can't call my name, and he can't speak to me personally, I don't want to hear it through somebody else. I mean, I just do not. The Bible does not allow for personal prophecies. If you've got somebody trying to prophesy over you, stop them. Stop them. Do you hear me? Don't let them. God, he knows your name. He knows your name. And you must, he says, my children know my voice, and another they will not follow. So you listen for the voice of God. You don't listen for the voice that somebody else has got to tell you. You need God's voice. Are you listening to me? I'm giving you good truth today, because it's a dark day and a lot of things are happening out there. And I don't want you to miss the way. I want you to go to heaven when Jesus calls. I want you to be ready. I got 10 minutes, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Our toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I said it wrong. 1-800-338-7884. Now call quickly. I want to hear from you. I want you on the line to answer, for me to answer your question. Okay? So grab your phone. Don't wait. We have 10 minutes, a little less now. So grab your phone quickly and I will do my best and we'll help somebody. We'll help somebody else. And if you've gotten saved since this program came on, you just call and say, I just gave my life to Christ. Will you do that? I'd love to have a few people call and saying, I just got ready with my heart to meet God. I got to serve him and be in the house of God tomorrow. We'd love to have, hey, I'm preaching in the morning. I'm excited about this. I'm preaching on hope, a powerful word. Hope. I'm going to preach on the word hope out of the New Testament. The word hope. I'm telling you, that's a powerful word. And you will be, it'll change your life. You hear that sermon. I really believe that. The Lord poured it in my heart days ago. And I'm excited to preach it. And the Bible is so full of it. Oh, the Bible is so full of it. That's one powerful word. It's in the Bible over 100 times. It's in the Old Testament over 70. The New Testament over 50. It's a powerful word. And I want you to know what the hope of this Bible is. I want you to know. I'm not going to tell you right now, because it really got a hold of me. It thrilled me as I was digging and studying and learning. And I want you to hear it. I really want you to hear it. It will affect your life. I believe that with all my heart. I'm an old-fashioned Bible preacher. I just preach in that out of that book. Hallelujah. And stay with his words. Now, listen, I need some help financially. I really do. We've had a really tight summer. In fact, I'm all behind. I've had to borrow money from the through the summer to pay everything. So I really need your help. I need about a thousand more friends out there who really care about what we do and the things that we preach and teach and want to be a part of it. You'll get as much reward as I'll get. I promise you, if you keep this program on the air, the partnership of this program, God rewards everybody equally. I don't want more reward than you blessed saints get. All of you great ladies and gentlemen out there, you great preachers who preach the truth and never compromise, all of you that love him with all of your heart and you live in this Bible, I tell you right now, I want you to have a full reward. I really do. I want you to live in that wonderful city of New Jerusalem. Oh, what a blessedness that's going to be. And I don't want you to miss it. Now, if you haven't ordered this booklet, please grab your phone right now and order this booklet. Would you do that right now? Don't wait. Don't wait. Now, I know the lady, we got a lady and a brother here today answering the phones, and they'll stay as long as the phone's ringing. Because we care about you, but it would be good to get with it quickly and get this a copy. Book Matthew 24, Jesus said it. There is more argument about Matthew 24 probably than any chapter Jesus wrote. And so this would be a great thing for you to have in your possession. This booklet would be a great thing for you to have in your possession, okay? So please, by the grace of God, by the love of Christ, I want you to get it. And I want it to be in your possession, okay? I want you to have it for the glory of God the Father and God the Son. I want it to be a blessing to you. I really do. The coming of the Lord is at the door. There's no time to play around. There's no time to be foolish. There's no time to be all caught up in this world. If all you're doing is trying to buy another home in the mountains and another home at the beach, and you're here and you're there, and Sundays is just a play day for you, please turn around. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Sunday's not a day for traveling and for playing games and in worldly places of amusement and shopping centers. It's the Lord's day. Keep it holy. Keep it holy. Are you listening to me? Keep it holy. Very, very important. Now, it's been a wonderful broadcast, and I've enjoyed what the Lord's poured in my heart. And I know I've been saying things to you that I hope you never forget. I hope you never forget. Do you have on the wedding garment? Have you got on the wedding garment? Remember Jesus, when this man came into the wedding, and he said, where did you come in not having on a wedding garment? What is a wedding garment? It's the righteousness of Christ clothing you. And I don't mean just something that's fictitious. I mean something that's real. Something that changes you. Something that makes a saint of God out of you. That makes a pure living person out of you. That fills you with a love for the house of God and a love for the things of God. You're faithful to the Word. You're faithful to the house of God. You're faithful to the things of God. That day is here, friend, for you to be faithful. Now remember, I need your help. So I want you to immediately, if you don't have our address, you call, they'll give it to you. Or you call and let them send you the gift, and then you'll have it, and you can share a burden with us of this work of God. I need about 20 people this week to send me $1,000. I really do. That would just put me in ease and everything paid and return debt has been barred and keep everything moving smoothly. And school's going to be great. We're growing. And we're looking for the best year we've ever had. So if you need a Christian school, you do remember that your children are going to be responsible to go to bathrooms that transgenders use here in Mecklenburg County. And I understand it's already come to Iredell County. I believe that's Kannapolis, or is it? I'm not sure. Concord. I'm not sure exactly. Already there, they're changing their bathrooms to make them open for transgender usage. Do you want your little girl in a bathroom with some boy coming in there because he thinks he's a little girl? Do you want that? If you do, you're sick. That's all I'm saying. You're sick. You need help. Oh, you need help. And the psychiatrist isn't going to help you. What will help you is this Bible, these things of God. Oh, friend, I love you. I really do love you. I really do care. And I'm under the burden of all of this with all my heart. I'm under the burden of all of this with all of my heart, friend. I'm anxious for you to get close to the cross. Read the book of Matthew 24 this week. Will you do that? Read the book of Matthew 24 this week. And then call and get this article right now. Call. Grab it quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. They're standing by to take your calls and to send you this booklet. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. I'm looking for you to be in church with me tomorrow. I'm looking for you to be in church with me tomorrow. I really want you in the house of God with me tomorrow. That would thrill my heart. It really would. That would thrill my heart. And I know you would be blessed. There is no doubt in my mind you would be blessed. And we promise you, love will meet you at the door. Love. Call if you need a school for your children. 704-391-0588. Visit our church tomorrow, 5110 Tuckasegee Road. 5110 Tuckasegee Road. Okay? I love you. See you next week. See you next week. See you next week.
He took away my heavy burden and he gave me peace with me. Satan can't make me doubt it. It's real and I'm gonna shout it. Oh, I was there when it happened and I guess I ought to know. I don't care who tells me salvation is not real, though the world may argue. Jesus saved me.
Saved my soul.
Every moment He forgave me.
Made me whole.
He took away my heavy
burdens.
And He gave me peace with
Him.
Satan can't make me doubt
it.
It's real and I'm not gonna shout it.
I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know.